We must take this tax fairness issue into our own hands. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president is 100% committed to extending the tax cuts only for Americans making under $250,000, which means allowing taxes for those making more than that to go up. Other Democrats want to extend the tax cuts to people making under $1 million, but in any case, Republicans say that punishes success. And it's true. The high achievers, especially people earning $10, $20, $30 million, could see their tax bills jump by hundreds of thousands of dollars, in addition to the hassle of having to fly to the Caribbean to pick up their mail. But should this happen, there is something that we middle-classers can do. If this goes through, if the president somehow gets his way and punishes success, there's nothing to prevent the rest of us from writing checks to those successful people to ease the blow. But Dave, you ask, where do they live? How do I know where to drop off my check? Well, you can get a pretty good feel for where they hang out by going to Forbes.com.
The 12-bedroom, 19-bathroom mansion's master bedroom offers ornate walk-in closets and his and her bathrooms bedecked in white onyx, black granite, and walnut.
This is the family I plan to adopt.
Outside, there's a pool tennis court and 11-car garage.
Plus a formal ballroom and a professional-sized basketball court with scoreboard. Do you have any idea how much it costs to maintain all that? It's just not fair to make them pay more taxes as well. So, write a check. Slip it under the guardhouse door on the way home from work. And if the cops stop you, just explain what you're doing, and they'll probably let you go eventually. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.